Welcome. We're glad you've joined us for this Hand in Hand podcast. Hand in Hand is a nonprofit organization, and we provide information, classes, training, and lots of support for parents like you. We call our approach Parenting by Connection, and it's based on the insight that you deserve good support as you parent, and every child needs lots of connection in order to thrive. We offer tools to help you foster support for yourself and connection in your family. We hope this podcast gives you exactly the kind of support you're looking for.
Hello?
Hi, this is Kirsten. I'm going to be leading the call today.
Hi, Kirsten. My name is Mihaila.
Mihaila. Hi, Mihaila.
Hi.
Great to have you. And you're calling in from Florida?
Yes, from Hollywood, Florida.
Great. Good to hear your voice. I just got an email from somebody in Germany who's trying to get on and doesn't know how to. So I'm going to just check in with her real quick and see if I can send her the information. Good. Hopefully that's our only little glitch that we run into. Great. So you're calling from Hollywood. And do you have previous experience with Hand in Hand?
Yes. I just completed the parenting starter class. That took about
terrific.
3 months. The 6 weeks. Yes, because it's a prerequisite. So I completed that, and I'm very glad you guys make it a prerequisite. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah, because we really want to be able to dive in. And plus, we don't want to have people, sign up for a year-long class and then dive into it and go, oh, this really isn't for me. You know, we really want people
right.
to have an understanding of kind of what we're all about and – how we work and what we're all about before they dive in. Because it's
right.
a big commitment, the year long class. It's a very big commitment. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
No, I couldn't wait. I was ready to apply last week, but then
no.
when it opened, right? The application. But then
okay.
I said, no. Thank God they do the call that you are offering this call to orient us a little bit.
Yeah, good.
Because
good.
I want to apply it and be accepted, right? So.
Mhm. And what
yeah.
was it that really made you so excited about it?
Oh, the tools, the 5 tools. I mean, I have been practicing the tools intuitively on my own from my own inner guiding system as a parent. My son is 6. And I was okay when everyone was telling me that I am too much of that, too little of that. I knew I was doing fine. I trusted my principles. And I stumbled, so about a year and a half ago, I started looking for programs that would certify individuals in parenting coaching, parenting teaching. I am a teacher. My full-time job is a teacher. So I couldn't find something that clicked with me. Until I found this on a blog of an instructor from Romania. I'm originally from Romania.
Mm-hmm.
So this woman, she's doing great things in Romania. I had been following
her blog. Is that
Otilia? Otilia, right. So
mm-hmm.
one day I said, let me look at her bio because I like her work. And I read certified instructor Hand in Hand in California. And I told myself, if she did it from Romania, that must be pretty accessible to me, too. So then, yeah, I went on the website and I read the website. I took the class, and it's as if I found my village, right? Oh, now I'm able to have a word for this, for play listening or stay listening. And not only that, but I learned so much more because I was doing intuitively things with Alexander, my son, but now I am much more intentional and clear about what I'm doing. And I know now that this may take a week, this particular feeling or emotional project. So it was as if I found my village, that this is the best way I can describe it. I really want to tell parents around me, and there's such a big need because I see kids in pain every single day, and it's pain inflicted by their parents, not by the society, not by anybody else, because parents just lack the awareness, or it's not that they don't love them, it's they don't know anything else. And the tools, I mean, they're so clear and simple and effective, and they make sense, and they're scientific, they're emotional, they're everything. I'm very drawn into teaching this to others.
I'm so glad. Yeah, we have quite a few Romanian instructors now. Actually, 1 year. So I am one of the mentors who will work with people for a whole year. And 1 year I had all Romanian women. I had three Romanian women. It was great. Wow. I loved it.
I connected with another one on Facebook recently, mm-hmm. and she's from my hometown, mm-hmm. Irina. And I said, wow, what a small world.
Yeah, she was one of my mentees, one of my people. I love her.
Amazing. Well, I'm a Romanian American. I have the best of both worlds.
My sister-in-law is Romanian.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. From what city, do you know?
Her name is also Irina. I should know that, and I don't know that. I need to find out where she's from. But, yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
Hi, Kate.
We have a few other people who have joined us. Who's here?
Oh, okay. This is Katya from Germany.
Oh, yay. So you got on.
I just sent you an email, yeah.
I'm so glad. Sorry about the confusion.
Yeah, no, it's okay. It just ended up in my spam, and I didn't even realize. So I'm thinking, oh, no, I signed up, and now I don't even know how to get in.
And you're up. Everybody should know that you are up at 3 a.m. for this call. So
I didn't even plan for it, but I just wake up, and I'm thinking, okay, what time is it? Let me check. Maybe it just makes perfect sense to join that call.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
I was actually trying to receive the recording because I just also finished the starter class with Marie-Lupe de la Calle.
Oh, yeah.
And she just also informed us about this call, and I'm thinking, wow, this is just makes so much sense so quick. And, yeah.
Your brain was busy excited at work while you were sleeping, making you wake up for it, huh?
I wake up a lot in the night and thinking about all this, and you know, it's been such a journey, and I'm so excited about this, and yeah, also to get the chance to to actually ask questions right now and not just to hear the recording, and to meet you a little bit at least, and because I think recently I saw some video with you and another instructor about, I believe it was about handling aggression, like kicking, hitting, something like that. And, tried that out, and that it just works so perfectly. So since then, every time my daughter, she's 3.5, tries to kick me because she looks at me smiling and starts kicking me, you know, until I do something. So, and then at some point I started to actually, like, take her feet and pretend they're telephones, right? So I'm like, oh, just call him.
That's the call with Michelle Carlson. Yes, I know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and, oh, man, and this works so well. It's amazing. Uh-huh. And she loves it. And really now, the moment I start doing that, she tells me, oh, look, there's another call on the other foot. So she wants me to do that, you know, and it's just so lovely. And it just instantly dissolves the tension. It's just amazing. Yeah.
Shifts the gears really quickly. Oh, sweet. Sweet. So let's see who else is on here. I have a number that is 717-887.
That's
from New York. Hi. Who's that?
This is Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca. And you're calling in from
Lancaster. Yeah, Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I just finished, I finished a starter class with Mara Lupe, and then I'm actually taking a follow-up class right now with her also.
Oh, wonderful. We're,
I missed the beginning of this call. I just jumped on a couple minutes ago.
Really, we've just been chatting.
Okay.
We've just been just saying hello and who's here. Were you and Katya on the same class with Mara Lupe?
No, I don't believe.
I took an in-person class in Westchester here.
Oh, okay, great. She's a wonderful instructor.
That's so great.
Yeah, she's been great. I was widowed 5 years ago and have 3 kids under 9. The in-person was really helpful for me because I just I needed the support.
Wow.
It was just kind of like I was trying to do the tools, but I didn't have, the support. And I was just like, oh my gosh, I don't think I can do this. I want to hold this space for all my kids' emotions and what they've gone through, but I really have to have that in person. But it's been really.
Oh, I'm so glad you were able to get that. Wow.
Yeah, and she's been great, and it was definitely meant to be.
So glad. So glad that you found your way to us and that we found our way to you.
Yeah. And I mean, I still am not 100% sure where I'm going here, but I've always kind of had a heart for parents and feeling like they don't have enough support, and probably even more so in my experience of becoming a single parent very suddenly. And wanting to offer, and also once, walking this road with my kids, it's like our society doesn't allow for these emotions that they are processing. And that's just heartbreaking. And I really want to educate people of, that this is important. This is how our bodies heal. Mm-hmm. This is what we're supposed to be doing. Stop telling my kids not to cry.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly my boys. Don't tell them that's not okay.
Yes, that's right. That is a subject near and dear to my heart. Mother of two boys. I'm just like, there's not much you can say that will piss me off more than saying that big boys don't cry around me. Do not say that, because you will be getting an earful.
Well, and especially my husband had, cried well as a man, so it was just like they don't have that example now. So it's even more important for me to not have their uncles or people close to us say, brush it off, don't cry. They have lots of reasons to cry, and it's okay that they do.
Thank you. I've got a Denise.
Yeah, me too. Denise?
Hi. Sorry, I'm a little late. I had a little trouble dialing in.
Well, I'm hoping that's not the case for a lot of folks. Somebody else already said that they
had a little bit of trouble. So I hope we'll get everybody that wants to be here.
Okay. A few tries, but I made it. So
glad you're here. We're just kind of going around and saying hello, and I'll probably get started here in a minute just to make sure we have enough time to cover all your questions. And there's one other number, 491. Who's calling from 491? That might be an international number. I think that's got a lot of
Germany.
Extra digits.
Is that me?
That's probably you. Okay, that must be you.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Okay, so let me just get started. I'm Kirsten Nottelson. I'm actually calling in from Austin, Texas tonight. And the idea is what I just want to do is give you guys a little sort of brief introduction about what the certification class is going to entail and a little introduction about Hand in Hand. But it sounds like you all, Denise, do you have some familiarity with Hand in Hand?
A little.
Already?
Yeah. A little, yeah.
Okay, so I'll do a little talk about that, and then some of the details, and then I want to make sure I open it up and give you guys plenty of time to answer, you know, to ask any questions that you have. Hopefully, you have already gotten some information, an email with some information about the class. If you have not, you can go on the general Hand in Hand website, and you're gonna search for the Parenting by Connection Instructor Certification Program. So it's a Parenting by Connection Instructor Certification Program. And there'll be a page on there. And within that page, there's some description, but then there's also some links. If you don't get all that you need from, you know, what you and I are talking about tonight, one of the links is a talk that Patty did, similar, you know, essentially the same as this. Back in 2013, and she's always just incredibly eloquent. So, you know, feel free to give that a listen if you don't get the information you need here. She's got such an incredible, concise way of explaining what we do. So, not just about the certification program, but about the nuts and bolts of put it in a container. Are you guys bringing me my tea for my throat? Sorry. I am a mother.
Yes. That happens.
Anyway, I'm calling from Austin. I have 18 and 12-year-old boys, and I found out about Hand in Hand when my first son was about 18 months old, and I had already been a parent educator for probably 7 years. I guess I've been parent educator for about 25 years, so about 7 years, 7, 8 years, I'd already been teaching parents and had been trained in many different options and many different modalities and this certification and that training and this method and there's good stuff out there for sure. But, I mean, part of it was that I really wanted, by the time I was a parent, I wanted to have some stuff figured out. And, that's why I took all those trainings and did the work that I was doing. And then I became a parent and it was just a whole nother ballgame, you know, and, I think there's so many things that I love about Hand in Hand, but, you know, one of them in particular, probably my biggest, well, I don't even know. I can't even rank them. But, you know, the support that I get about being able to have a place where I can go and sort out, figure out, have compassion for the sort of backpack of stuff that I came to parenting with, you know, that places where I struggled and, you know, hurts from when I was a child and that were impacting and sort of getting in the way. And I didn't even know that they were getting in the way of me being able to be the parent that I wanted to be. I just knew that there was some way that I was struggling and I couldn't figure out why. Like, I had all this great information. Why is this harder than I expected? You know, what's going on here? And so that part for me is amazing to have, you know, another person listen to me as I'm able to sort of dump out my soul and my hurts and my upsets and where I get scared and where I get frustrated and embarrassed, and to have them just be so thoughtful and compassionate with me, and the transformation that happens when I have somebody listen to me that well, and how, like, all of a sudden I have this amazing idea of, like, how I can handle a situation. Or when I'm in the same pickle that I was in earlier today that was really upsetting, I get listening partnership, and the next day somehow it just flies off my back and it doesn't bother me anymore. You know, it's just, it sometimes feels like this magic wand just gets waved, you know, and to just not have to feel stuck and trapped in sort of those old patterns and, you know, things that I never thought could shift. And it's just been amazing for me. And so that part is huge. And then, of course, being able to understand my child and pay attention to my child in such a unique way that, you know, I don't, you know, there were programs out there that talked about play, and there were programs out there that talked about it was really important for children to be able to identify their feelings. But this thing about just letting them have their feelings and not needing to comment or do anything about it, like, that was really different. And has, you know, what's so cool for me is that, you know, I'm getting this full range. I'm like in the, I have a young adult. He's 18 years old. And I'm getting to use these tools in a whole other way. They're the same foundation, but this idea of being able to just be there and be present with him as he's, you know, the teen years are where, you know, this is like the graduate program, let me tell you, ladies. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if any of you have teenagers, but it's a, it's really where the rubber hits the road. And it's been so amazing to be able to, I mean, I have friends that are, you know, just, I don't know how I would do this age without having listening time for myself.
Yeah.
And that understanding that connection is so often all they need. I don't have to figure them out. I don't have to fix them. I don't have to lecture them. I don't have to ground them or scold them or come up with the proper punishment for, you know, like, how many days should I take their phone away? Or, you know, like, just, it's, you know, to be able to think with them. And it's really, you know, an amazing thing. And to hear my older one think about his 12-year-old brother, who has just recently been through a difficult situation that's social and school and young adolescent stuff. And for my 18-year-old to say to me, see, I'm going to cry right now. For my 18-year-old to say to me, you know, and I was kind of telling him what was going on with his younger brother. He said, you know, Mom, I think I just need to spend a whole lot of time with them right now. I'm going to take them out and take them on drives and, you know, and he's been doing that. He's been, come on, let's go walk the dog. And, you know, more so than usual because he knows how important connection is. And, oh, I'm crying. You know, it's definitely one of those proud moments of, like, wow, where you get that feel of, like, wow, all this work. And all this, like, this type of attention and this is a payoff. Like, look what's happening here. For him, for an 18-year-old to think that, you know, that's come up with that on his own. But that's how he wanted to help his brother. I mean, oof, that's a pretty cool thing. So I'll give you a little introduction. Did somebody have a comment? Did I cut somebody off? No. Okay. So the certification program is really the way that we train our instructors to be able to put to get this information out to as many people as possible. I mean, our vision really is to have Parenting by Connection be like a household name for parents to really know that you can have support in this journey. And I just remember early on when I was first meeting Patty, she came out and spoke at, I worked at a family resource center, and she, my supervisor had raised her children with Patty as her mentor. And,
wow.
And Patty came out, and I just have this memory of, like, it's clear as day about her talking about parents being able to, like, be in the middle, in the thick of, you know, like, just, you know, it's dinner time and the kids are melting down and they're trying to make dinner and da da da. And Patty's saying, wouldn't it be amazing if there could be this society where you could just call your, you know, your top four people on your speed dial and they would be able to, like, run to your rescue, and a couple people would go and play with the children and give them special time. Somebody else would just say, I'm going to take over dinner. Let's turn off the stove and I'm going to bring you in the other room and I'm going to give you a little listening time. And, you know, and I was like, I want that. And, you know, it's a grand vision, but just imagine what, you know, just how our lives as parents would be like if we could all feel that type of support. So we really want to get this information out to as many people as we possibly can. And this organization has grown very rapidly. I mean, in the last whatever years since I got certified in 2007, even though I started using the tools, you know, quite a bit before then, and I was teaching them, and really I should have been certified, but it was early on in the certification process. I think I was only the second year they'd done a certification year. Mm-hmm. But since that time, we have instructors all over the globe, and incredible programs happening, and I don't even know the numbers. I'm not good at stats, but, you know, the numbers of people we reach a year is staggering, and it's a beautiful thing. I love it, and we want more. We really want more. So certification is the way that we go about it. We call it a year-long program, but really it's 11 months. It'll start in, it either starts at the late August or early September, and the last call is usually in June. There's 10 four-hour classes on a Saturday, one Saturday a month. And if you are in person, if you're near Palo Alto, you could be an in-person attendee. But because we want to reach so many people, we have a distance learner program, and I was obviously a distance learner. I'm in Austin, Texas, and that means that they'll videotape the classes, and you then will, you know, get to watch the classes. There's an online classroom called Canvas, which it has, you know, places for videos, and it'll have your syllabus and what all the, you know, it's sort of a suggested outline of, like, these are the things that you need to get done this month and next month and next month in order to be, you know, if you want to get certified in June, this is sort of the protocol, the structure that you would do. There's a lot of flexibility. Nobody's sitting by and grading you or checking that you've done everything right each week. We know that everybody is parents, so we like to have a lot of flexibility. So we kind of work the first 6 months in really getting you solid in your own support network, getting your listening partner really lined up well, partner or partners. We recommend multiple, but we require at least an hour a week. But really, you're going to find that the more you have, the better it is for you. And then also just really sort of getting really solid with using the tools and practicing the tools within your family. And it's always going to be more about making sure that you've got your family cared for first. We want that to be a priority. And then it goes out from there as far as like teach, if you want to be a teacher or you want to. So we are always going to say you need to make sure you're getting supported first and getting what you need. And, you know, part of what we support parents in doing is figuring out, what do I need? What does support look like for me? How much listening time do I want a week? Am I getting enough rest? Am I, you know, just you getting what you need to be able to parent in a way that is rewarding for you? We really want you, so certification, what it does is, one, it allows you to increase your, you know, your use of the tools, but ideally what we want is for people to be able to teach in your community. We want you to be aiming towards getting certified so that you can go out and share it with the parents in your community, whether it's on a small scale, a large scale. We have instructors doing everything from, you know, running moms or dads groups. We have people who are teaching in schools. We have people, we have a pediatrician who has trained her staff with some of these tools so that they, one, can give information to the parents, but also listen to their patients. For example, if they're giving an injection to a child, they would encourage parents to be able to listen to their child as they're having feelings about getting the injection. We have people who teach in their church. We have people who teach. I brought part of the Hand in Can curriculum into, I put together a curriculum for the prison system, which was to be, I went in and trained inmates to then go back to their particular units and teach other inmates, like they were peer educators in the prison system. That was one of my most, talk about a rewarding experience. Boy, was that ever incredible. And to have, you know, at the beginning, the warden really like making sure we were very clear, this is a no-touch policy. The inmates may not touch you, they can't touch each other, blah, 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 you know. And then by the end of the weekend to have the, not only are the guards hugging the inmates are allowed to hug me, you know, it was like, just really a highlight of my, you know, 25 years of teaching. It was amazing. I teach at drug treatment centers, teach these skills to parents and non-parents as well. It's amazing. There's a woman in India who's working within sort of the caste system, I guess, where she's having parents from different socioeconomic levels work together, which is really something that's not done a whole lot. She's incredible. And she's like out there working on the streets with homeless folks teaching these skills. So really good and incredible things. And we love to have people who have new ideas about where to share it and how to share it. And we have some incredible people working for us, and it's exciting. So, so our goal is to make it as widely available to as many people as possible. So we have the certification program. Distance learners. So the premise of parenting by connection, which I think most of you, it sounds like, know, is it's really about support for yourself and support for your child. And that support looks like understanding that there is something behind both their behavior and our behavior, and it's emotional. That our emotions really impact the way we think and the way that we behave. And if we can be more emotionally linked and connected, that safety allows a space for feelings to come up and out. And for us to be able to sort of live our lives more fully and be sharper and be happier, and also that safety and support for you is really about, like, we live in a world that is not terribly supportive for parents. I mean, I've worked with a lot of parents in a lot of countries, and there's some countries that have this thing that's good and supportive and this piece that's good and supportive, but I would say overall that there's, you know, I would say that most of us parents are not feeling enough support. And there's so much sort of influence out there that makes this job of parenting that should be joyful and wonderful really challenging. And some of that is like the backpack that we came with that I talked about. You know, our parents also didn't get the support that they needed. And so life got hard from time to time. And so we come with that. But then there's also all this sort of outside influence that can lead us to feel really stressed and overwhelmed and challenged. And we're worrying about money and food and schools and violence and racism and classism and all of that. If we don't have support, and even when we have support, it makes the job of parenting more challenging. And our hope is to, our tools are there to help you get the support you need so it's not as challenging. So you have the feel of knowing that others are out there with you, that you're not alone, the sense of isolation that you feel is we really have found that this type of support helps contradict that sense of isolation. So we have, you know, 5 practical tools, 4 of which are listening tools that we use with our children, which include play listening, special time, setting limits, and I just drew a blank, play listening, stay listening, special time, setting limits are our tools we use with the children. And then listening partnership is the tool for parents. And they work together beautifully. So, somebody already mentioned that there's a lot of this desire to suppress emotions, that this idea that, like, if we can stop children from crying, we're stopping them from hurting. But we understand differently than that. We understand that actually allowing them to cry helps heal the hurt, that we have this really innate way of healing ourselves. So lots of play, and we'll support you in figuring that out. If you feel stuck with play, that's part of what, you know, we do here, is we help you guys think about where you get stuck and how we can help you with that, and that you're not the only person that feels stuck in play with their child. If there's things that you get re-stimulated about when your child does this, that, or the other thing, we're here to help you think about that and notice what you're feeling about that. So, let's see. So the instructor call or the instructor class is a 11 months. There are going to be 10 classes. It sounds like all of you guys will be distance learners. I was a distance learner. You will, in addition to having the 4-hour video to watch once a month, you're going to have once a week, you'll have a mentor call, which will be you'll have anywhere from 3 to 5 other people on your call who you'll get to know for a year, which is really nice to have that smaller community. And then you also have access to all the people that are in the class. We usually have about 40 people per year. I don't know if that's set in stone. I don't know if it's give or take, but it's around that number. There'll usually be about 8 to 10 different call groups. There will be, if you are accepted into the program, we'll line you up with a call time, like you'll give three options for times that work for you. And we'll kind of set it, put groups together. We, during that weekly call, you'll meet for about an hour, depending on how many people are on the call. And your mentor is there to, answer questions for you, to help you think about tools and how you've tried the tools and what's worked and what hasn't and how you'd like to tweak it, what you noticed about yourself, what you noticed about your child. And also the big part of the mentoring call is everybody getting regular listening time as a group. So not only will you get to have listening time and be heard and in your victories and your struggles and what's going on for you on a daily basis, but also getting to hear other parents. I mean, that is so rewarding and so informative to hear, like, oh, they, yeah, me too. I felt like that too. That happened to me too. Or, you know, just to see that you're really not alone. Very powerful. And then as the year goes on, there will be more and more talks about, okay, this is the next thing I want to do in my certification. And you'll practice, like, you know, for example, we'll have some calls where you'll get to practice your elevator speech. And your elevator speech is like, you know, what, when somebody says, well, what is hand in hand anyway? You know, practicing that ability to, like, what is it you want people to know about hand in hand in a 2-minute blurb or a 1-minute blurb or a 5-minute blurb? How would you describe what it is that we do? So we would practice that. You also will, towards the end, be leading your own talks. Like, one of the requirements is that you'll lead a talk and you'll lead a study group. The study group is primarily you getting to practice listening to other people. So you'll get to do that with the support of your weekly mentor call. So there might be times when you have a class, you know, you do a study group and you feel like, oh my gosh, it fell flat on its face. And you'll get to come back to the mentor call and talk about that and have some listening time and have some feelings about it and see what you come up with. You know, most of us have had some challenging experiences with talking in front of a group. Virtually everybody has in one way or another. And so this mentor call is a great place to be able to get support for that. What was it like? What do I remember? What's the first time I ever talked in front of anybody? Was it a pleasant memory? Was it not a pleasant memory? How did it go? So you get to really work through that stuff. Like, we don't leave you alone. We don't send you away with a textbook and say, come back at the end of the year. We're going to test you. You know, we really are here to work together and support you. And then, in addition to that mentoring call, there have been people over the years who have wanted additional support. So they might get together with the four other people on their call another time during the week to have their own call. Or they might open it up to the other people in the certification, the other 40 people, and say, hey, I'd like to have a listening partnership with somebody that's also has twins, or that is a step parent, or is a parent of an adopted child, or, you know, whatever. I would like to get together with somebody who is about to do their first study group and have some listening time about that, because I'm going to. So you have a lot of flexibility about how much additional support you want to create for yourself. Some people have gotten together and as a study group to get through the literature. You know, throughout the course of the year, there's, I think, 3 or 4 books we want you to read. And there's booklets and there's pamphlets. And so some people have got together and they found that it really helps them to have a small group they get together with to discuss the reading. So there's lots of ways that you can get support for yourself. And make your way through the course. I think we suggest that you need about 25 hours a month in order to be able to complete the work and get the most out of it. in addition to practicing the tools with your children and spending time playing with them and doing special time and stay listening. So that's kind of 25 hours of like coursework. And really, we really like to warn people ahead of time or really give them a heads up that it does require time. It's not nothing. And so if your life is really, really full already and it's not about to change, it's not a bad idea to put it off. There's lots of other courses that you can take with Hand in Hand that maybe aren't the certification. But we really want to make sure people know that there is, you know, it's like 5 hours or more a week of work if you want to stay on top of it. And also practicing the tools with your children. We ask you to write 25 anecdotes before the end of the year or before your certification. And what that is going to be is 5 anecdotes for each of the 5 tools. And the reason we have you do that is so that we can really understand, because we can't see what you're doing, right? You're far away. So it's a way for us to be able to see if you're really getting a grasp of how the tools work and why. And that's, again, not to give you big red letter X's, but to say, hey, let's tweak this a little bit and what did you notice about your child? What did you notice about yourself? What made you decide to use that particular tool in that scenario? Or you really need to hear more details about what were the results of you trying that tool. What did you notice changed or didn't change? And this is there for you not to have perfection, but for us to be helpful to you. So it's a teaching tool. So one is to teach you and to have you get more and more clarified about how the tools work and what you're doing. But also then at the end, you have this nice set of tools for you to be able to of stories for when you go out and you're teaching about play listening, you have already these 5 stories about play listening that are really concrete, because this isn't a theoretical approach. This is very much a hands-on approach, and it looks very different for different people depending on their child's age and the situation. So we really want to share as many anecdotes as possible with the people we're teaching to really give it some juice. So to really give it some understanding of, like, when we're saying play listening, this is what it can look like. This is how it looked like in my house when we did, you know, this happened. Because without those illustrations, it's harder for people to understand them. So you'll leave with this nice tool belt of, you know, toolbox of 25 stories that you can share. And, you know, those will build over the years. And you can also learn from your other instructors, like the other people on your call, your mentor group, will be sharing anecdotes. And oftentimes I'll use an anecdote of somebody, you know, like, oh, I didn't have that, you know, maybe I never had a child who broke their arm, but I did have somebody that, you know, had a child that broke their leg, and this is how they used day listening and play listening to help their child get through all those visits to the hospital or something like that. You know, like, we really want, when somebody comes to our class and says, you know, I cannot get my child to take their medicine for the life of me, I want to have some anecdotes that would help with that particular scenario, for example. Let's see. I feel like I'm talking a lot. Let's see. Does anybody have any questions before, just for now, or I still have more to say, but. We do ask people to have a regular 1 hour listening partnership minimum. And we're going to help you figure out how to do that. You might not have that right when we start the class, the certification process, but we'll work to help you figure out how to make that happen, whether it's finding a neighbor or a coworker or, you know, a parent in your child's class or somebody online. We have a database of people online who are looking for listening partnerships. So that is something we'll help you. You know, we want you to figure it out, but we will help you find ways of figuring out how to get a listening partnership. So we would definitely want you to have at least an hour listening partnership weekly. We do ask you to do some volunteer work. You're asked to do a certain number of hours, and we have a list of options, but many times people come up with an idea themselves. Like, you know, I'm trying to think of a good example. Well, some of the things that we suggest are there's a Facebook page and there's lots of people asking questions. Well, you can log your hours of your responses to Facebook questions. It might be helping a local instructor. Maybe there is a certified instructor in your town or near you that's going to lead a class, and you go and help them. That might be some volunteer hours. It's anything where you're promoting or sharing about Hand in Hand. What you'd need to do is just, if it's not on the already supplied list, you just need to ask your mentor and say, can I use this as my volunteer hours? And then they would check and see if that would work. One thing that I want to say is this is not a certification where you just kind of go down the list and check your items off. We really want you guys to be sort of living it and working it and trying it and practicing the tools. There's going to be times when it feels like, oh my gosh, I totally fell on my face. That didn't work well at all. But it's learning from that. Practicing, trying, getting support for yourself, being able to say when you're stuck, when things get hard, and helping your child, listening to their tears, being able to, you know, try new things. It's not just a list of, okay, let me complete every task as quickly as possible. It's not really the goal. We want you to be able to absorb it. And I think that to be an effective instructor, you've got to be experiencing it and trying it, because people can sense it if you're just going through the motions or sort of reading out of the manual. You know, like, they really need to know that you've lived it. You know, to me, my favorite instructors, especially when it comes to parenting, I don't really want to talk to somebody that has it all figured out. You know, I want to hear somebody that's like, yeah, it gets really hard. And the other day, this happened, and it was really, really hard. And this is what I did, and this is how we came out on the other side of it. I feel like they need authentic. To know we've been in the be authentic. Thank you. That's a great word. Yeah. Let's see. So some people already have a fully functioning agency that they work with. And so you can just kind of slide in, and whether you're working with already at a parent resource center, or you're a teacher, or you're other folks, you'll have to build your own group. And we want to make it clear to people that if you don't already have a constituency where you are established, it does take time. It's not you kind of snap your fingers and just hope that it'll, you know, like, people will just come flocking to you. It takes time to get your name out there. But it can be done, and we do offer you a lot of support. We can't do it for you, but we can offer, like, suggestions and experience of, like, this is how one person did it, and this is how another person did it. And you can do free talks at the library, and you know, it does take time, and we really want people to know that. You don't, it's not like, you know, when you graduate and get a degree from college, there's usually a field you can walk right into and apply, and you get it, and you're going to make this much money. We can't guarantee that at Hand in Hand, and we want to make it really clear of that, you know, it's not, it doesn't always work that way. There are people that are making good money doing this, but it does take time. And so I just, we really want to make sure people know that.
I have a question.
Yes.
Okay, so since I live in Germany, and people here speak German, of course, so I'm wondering if, because all the learning material and everything is in English, right, which is not a problem for me, but if I go out there talking to people, is it fine to just be telling them in my own words, or is there, like, certain translations that I have to use, you know what I mean?
Yes, I do know what you mean. And we have some literature. I don't know if we have German literature yet.
Because I think Marie Lupe was telling me that Listen just got translated into German recently, which I didn't see yet, but that's what I heard. So there must be.
I'm actually going to look on our instructor hub right now and see what literature we have, if there's any in German. I didn't know Listen was translated. That's wonderful. I know the translation is one of our, you know, that's one of our big goals, is to get, you know, more translation.
Yeah. And that's something I also could totally see myself also doing, you know, like as a volunteer thing or something, like help translating.
I think that we actually, I'm glad you brought that up. That's a great question, because there was a time when we were having people do that as a volunteer, but we found that to have it be really clear, we decided as a policy that we have to have paid translators.
Okay.
Just because there were situations where it was like, it's not quite, the translation wasn't, accurate.
So much so about the details.
So we just kind of decided that it was a thing that we needed to pay people for.
Okay.
I am trying to find. I wish I had a good answer for you. Let me see. I know we have Japanese materials. We have Spanish materials. I am not sure about German. That is
I
a great question.
One. Yeah.
You did?
Yeah, I just found something on Amazon, actually, Hand in Hand, something like 5 simple strategies to the ups and downs of parenting.
In German?
And it just came. Yep, and it just came out in January.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so there's something that's good. Yeah.
I know Romanian, because there were so many Romanian instructors that we were working on Romanian, and I'm not sure where that's at yet either.
Yeah.
I wish I had a better answer for you. But that would be a question that you could just easily ask probably Velma.
Okay.
Or I could ask and get, or I could ask and get back to you.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Who's got another question?
I do. This is Mihaela.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
My question is related to the class size. You said that each year the group is around 40 people. And what do we need to keep in mind when we apply, that we have a successful application, that we are being accepted?
That's a great question. I'll tell you who we're looking for. We are looking for, let me find it so that I'm even being really clear. One, we want to have had you take either a starter class or a parents intensive or professional intention. We are looking for folks that have been where you live for at least 18 months. We require that. And that's simply because we want you to have support. We don't want, you know, it's a tough, and some of these requirements are because we've learned over the years what does work and what doesn't work. And we want people to have success. And we don't want this certification program to become a stress on your family. So we want people to have been living where you're living for 18 months. We like for candidates to already have a constituency among parents, meaning that you, others look to you for support. You have mutually supportive relationships with parents, that you are able to talk openly about your parenting challenges. We don't want you to be all neat and tidy. That's not, that's, you know what I mean? Like, when I'm interviewing, I like to know that a parent can be real. And that you have good communication skills and that you want to share this, you know, with others. You know, that there's a desire to share it, and not just keep it, you know, within your family. Even though that is the top priority that you have a lot of support, we want to know that you have thoughts at least about how you'd like to share it. And that might change over the year, but like, here's an idea that I have. I'd like to do this or I'd like to do that. I think that in the interviews, we like to hear that you're already using the tools and you have some grasp of what you're doing. So even having some examples of like, oh, just the other day I did such and such and that this is the tool that I tried and this is what happened. We require that all candidates have, you know, regular contact, close relationship with either your own children or others. So we do have certification candidates that are not parents. So it might be a therapist or a teacher who does not have children, but we want them to be having regular contact. So either there's children in their classroom or they have a niece and a nephew that they spend, you know, four nights a week with or something that you're having, because you have to be able to practice these tools. You have to. Let's see. What else do we need? You know, we want you to be thinking about what will your year look like. And if there's going to be some big changes happening, we might suggest that you wait for another year. You know, I had a year where there was a woman who was doing an intensive, some intensive graduate program and had a 2-month-old baby. And that's one of the years that we learned, like, this was not right to, this wasn't good for her. And she tended to really pressure herself. So she really wanted to complete it. And, you know, it's like that wasn't a good idea, you know? Let's see. What else? We like to, let me see. There's another piece here. Mm-hmm. I've got information spread on three different pages. I apologize. It's my. And really, like, we want to hear that you're passionate about this approach. You know, we want to know that it really, like, that you get it, really. And we want to know that you have support already, at least some base of support for yourself, so you're not flying solo. Whether it's, you know, your neighborhood or your school, your children's school, or your place of worship, or your workplace, or, you know, some place that would welcome your information, basically. Yeah. Is that good enough, right? Is that good?
Yes, yes, it's perfect. Thank you.
Sure. Anybody else?
Everybody's quiet.
I know. There's no question that's not, there's no not right question.
Well, I have something, because the thing is that I'm like so excited about this program, and I mean, it's been tough to like do the starter class every now and then to make the time for it, but I'm already thinking about even going so far to reduce my hours to be doing this, because I'm working full time. 40 hours a week, and then of course I'm a mom and my husband has two kids, so we have this like patchwork thing going on. And so I'm not a teacher, but I do have a lot of contact with parents through my work, and especially moms through my work. And I've just for some years actually been thinking of teaching. And before I come into contact with hand-in-hand parenting, I came in contact with the Circle Way, which is, it has some similar approaches, like the listening partnership. They do the same thing. They call it supportive listening. And so I've also been having this kind of listening partnership for some time now through that, and it's just similar. And they also do stay listening. So it's very interesting. And I've been wanting to like talk about the Circle Way and teach it and stuff, but it was always, I didn't have a grip on it. And now I feel like hand-in-hand parenting just has a very like detailed and clear concept that is like far away off of anything like esoterical or anything. You know what I mean? Like some of these approaches, they like, for example, the Circle Way is more coming from the area of like indigenous, like speaking about the wisdom of the elders of the indigenous and stuff like that. And I feel like sometimes if you talk to people that have like nothing to do with this, and they're not into sweat lodges and these kind of things, then it's like, you know, like it's easier for them to like distance themselves. So I was trying to find something that I can reach anybody with it, you know, that doesn't seem like this voodoo idea, you know, that's something that just makes sense for anybody. And and we have this family center that just opened like right by our kindergarten, and they're already asking us parents to participate and to come up with ideas. And so I've just been like, wow, okay, I want to do something with it, you know.
Sounds like you've got some ideas.
Yeah, and then you talked about this idea of the prison idea, and somebody I know, she's also she's a therapist, but she does like women's classes in prisons, and she also offers listening time, and I always just found it so amazing. And I mean, it's just like super interesting, and plus just to kind of combine a lot of things that I've learned in my on my journey and in my life. Like, for example, I used to teach Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, so I'm a little bit into that. So like this whole idea of physical contact and like wrestling is also something that I like totally have fun with and see myself, you know, like bring in ideas with that and stuff. So yeah, as you can see, there's a lot of ideas coming. And it just sounds so wonderful, like listening to you talking about this program and how much support are you going to get during this whole year, even as a distant learner. And it just sounds like, oh, I just want to start right now. So it's not really a question. It's more like I have this big, huge pattern of, like, you know, not being enough or, you know, not being okay, this kind of thing. So I have this, like, uncertainty, like, unsure, oh, is this really the right thing for me to do, you know? And then, yeah, I also take listening time about it. And, yeah, it just feels like, wow. And I do have the support also. I mean, my husband is home right now. He doesn't work. So our daughter is, like, always taken care of. She's not in kindergarten. And then my mom is going to retire in September. So, wow.
Oh,
I mean, you know, it's just this is so perfect. And we are all living in the same house. So it's like, okay, I could do this, you know?
That's great. Thanks. Looks like Lisa joined us. Lisa that joined us? I just wanted to give you a minute if you wanted to ask any questions. Oh, we just lost her. Oh, she was here for a very, very short time, like 5 minutes. Who else has any questions? No question is too small, too unimportant.
I have a question. I'm going to whisper because during the call my baby woke up and my husband is working late, so I'm nursing and I'm just going to try to just be quietly. But my question is, I am a therapist in private practice, and I work mostly with relational trauma, sort of my expertise, and I now have a 4.5-year-old and a 2-year-old, and I'm transitioning my practice to working more with parents. My background is in sort of neuroscience and attachment psychology, so a lot of like sort of developmental theory and stuff that really translates very well to the parenting sphere. And I've trained with Dan Siegel, et cetera. Anyway, I recently found Hand in Hand Parent as a therapist. I mean, as a parent, not as a clinician. And I'm interested in, you know, certainly incorporating. It's such a wonderful, accessible, you know, rich community and resource, and it seems very generous in terms of just the podcast, that there's like lots of free stuff. And I'm trying to sort out sort of my goal really wouldn't be to teach, but more to just incorporate certification into my private practice and sort of consulting with parents. And so would this be the recommended? I'm not so familiar with sort of what else is on offer versus certification versus something else. You mentioned there may be other stuff, and I'm not so sure what the other stuff is.
Great question. So what you could do is look into the professionals intensive, and that is let me make sure I'm not lying here. I got to tell you how long it is. That is, let me see if I can find it greater here. Here we go, professionals intensive.
learn the latest developmental neuroscience and valuable new skills for supporting parents and children in your practice. 8-week intensive course in hand-in-hand parenting designed for therapists, social workers, early childhood educators, child care providers, and other professionals who care about families. So that is offers 20 continuing education units, and that might be something for you to look into.
Great. And is that on the website, or where do I go to get information about
that? So go to the website and look up, just type in professionals intensive.
Okay, wonderful. Okay, great. Thank you so much.
So that's not to say that the certification is not what you need, but it sounds like the professionals intensive might be a great place for you to start.
Yeah, it sounds like definitely worth checking out. Great.
Mm-hmm. You know, it sounds like you're kind of the part. And plus, I love the people who lead it. You've got Robin or Pam, who is a doctor. They're just great folks. It says the next session begins the week of June 11th.
Okay, great. There's time to figure out what the best strategy is. Okay, super. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it has, frequently asked questions at the bottom. Who is this designed for? What's this about? Yeah, that would be a good place for you to check. And then see, because maybe in fact certification is the thing for you, but it sounds like what you're describing to me would be that the professional intensive would be perfect.
Yeah, it sounds, that, yes, it does. So thank you.
Yeah. Glad to have you.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
You had mentioned, you know, if you were not able to finish it within the first year, what does that look like if you don't then, as far as continuing support or that kind of thing?
Yes. So that happens very often, and it is 100% fine. Like, we do not pressure, like, if you don't, you know, walk the stage at a certain time, you can't, you know, it doesn't work like that with us. We really want you to get all that you need and all the support you need. So if you complete by the end of the class, you would then go through, you'd have an interview process, you'd have to submit your anecdotes, you'd have done, you know, study group and let a talk and several other things. Mm-hmm. But if you don't finish, you can do, there's a number of different ways you can get continued support. Some people don't finish and they really just kind of go on their own and finish their complete, you know, whatever it is they need to finish, mm-hmm. whether they still haven't written all their anecdotes, they just write them on their own, and then they would continue to submit them, usually to your mentor, whoever was on your call. I mean, that's who's going to mm-hmm. review them during the year. Some mentors say, I'm done. They need to go to a different mentor, but mostly the mentors will continue to look over your anecdotes and review them for you, you know, past the time that you're with them. Some folks actually want to keep going and they'll join, up with some other candidates who have not yet completed, and they'll have a weekly support group where they just get together on their own and meet just to, you know, I need some help thinking about this anecdote, or I want to read my anecdote aloud to you, or, I'm having trouble figuring out, I just had a really difficult study group class and I need to have some listening time about it or whatever. So you could have your own study group that you guys keep going. You could also, like, several of us mentors usually will have an ongoing support group that continues throughout the summer. Sometimes people want to skip the summer but start up again in the fall. They want to take a break during the summer. There's just a number of different configurations. Usually that additional support is paid for. If you're going to have an instructor lead it, like me, you would pay whatever amount for, you know, usually, you know, I'll do like a series of 8 phone calls and you pay a certain amount for those. And you're on the call with, it might not be your same mentor group you've had all along. Sometimes I have almost a whole mentor group that wants to keep going. Sometimes it's people from different groups are joined together.
Right.
So, and then some people, we have one woman this year who just felt like the year that she went through a lot of things, the first time she went through, a lot of stuff happened for her, and she just really wanted to do the entire year over again. And she's like, I'm fine with that, and that's what I want to do. And I don't know if she paid full price again or a discounted amount. I think she paid full again because she had, you know, she really did the full thing again.
Right.
With a mentor and everything else. So there's a wide range of, like, basically we don't kick you out and say you're done. We say, okay, what else? What configuration do you want your ongoing support to look like?
Right. Yeah, I mean, because I want to, I mean, I think part of me is kind of like, you know what, I'm in this now, I'm using the tools now, I want to keep, like, I think now is a good time to keep going, but also, you know, I'm a single parent with three little kids, so there's that, like, you know, I think I can do this, but also life happens, I'm well aware that life happens, so I don't want to, you know, financially invest in it and then realize, like, oh, hey, this is, like, I don't actually have the time or I'm not actually going to be able to do this. But also part of me is kind of like, I'm never really going to have the time. You know, my life is not suddenly going to get a whole lot easier anytime soon. And, you know, next year my daughter will be in school 3 days a week instead of this year she's been in two. So it's kind of this, like, okay, well, there is a little more time opening up here, and, you know, how do I want to spend it? And
definitely want to think about other, like, do you have people that do you have support? Do you have other folks around you?
Yeah, I do. My in-laws, just moves back to the area. I mean, they're supportive, but they also have their own schedule. I don't know if that makes any sense. They're supportive, but they're not necessarily, like, very consistently supportive. Like, they're very supportive when they choose to be, but then sometimes not there. And my parents are involved also. And I have other friends and stuff that I've developed, you know, some exchange, but a lot of it would be when, you know, my time availability would often be when my kids are in school. Because I work, but I partially work from home, and I also, you know, I don't work full time right now. So I have some availability during school when they're there.
I will say that what seems to work best is, I mean, I know we're parents and we're always trying to, like, piece little, like, 30 minutes there and 30 minutes here. Like, we kind of do things that way. But I think that my experience with the people that I've had in my groups, it works best if they have the ability to say, like, at least a 2-hour chunk here and a 2-hour chunk there. Like, that,
right.
And even almost like schedule it like a part-time job. Like, okay, I have Tuesdays from 10 to 3 or, you know, 10 to 1 and, you know, Fridays from noon to 2. And that's what I do every week. And I know it can't always be neat and tidy like that, but, you know, it is nice to, seems to work best if you have the ability to set aside chunks.
Right, and that totally makes sense. I would be able to do that at this point. And I do have, two different listening partnerships that I've been continuing also weekly. So, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Anybody else? Other questions? I don't want to keep you guys too late here.
Okay, feel free to send additional questions. I think the application deadline, let me look at that, is...
First of May, right?
Yep, May 31st. I'm assuming you guys already have the forms if you do want to fill out the applications. And then just, and then I think if you hear fairly quickly back from them about, you know, getting an interview, and what else do you need to know? Yeah, if there's anything else you didn't get answers to, you know, please don't hesitate to ask. And I'm just looking forward. You know what's really fun about doing this is that some of you guys are going to be, like, teaching. Like, we could be teaching classes a couple years from now. Like, that's, like, so I just cool. was listening to the talk that I said that there's a link from Patty, and she was doing this call in 2013, and, like, two of the people that asked questions are, I was like, oh, my gosh, that's Zalan. I love Zalan, and there's Grace. Like, you know, and here they are. Now they're teachers years later, and we've been at workshops together, and, you know, we have the retreat in the summer, instructor retreat in the summer, which is lovely, 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 lovely. And I've got to participate in leading part of that the last few years, and so have gotten to meet some of those women that were asking questions on this call in 2013. You know, it's really kind of cool. So I'm hearing, I'm memorizing your voices and your names and going, we'll see what happens. You're down the road. We'll see how it happens. Very exciting. Mm-hmm. All right. So I just love to hear from each of you just one little thing that was helpful for you in our call together today, tonight. Let's start.
I just liked getting the big picture of, you know, what to expect and hear your experience and, you know, you're leading it or, you know, have helped lead it in the past. So it's kind of like, oh, okay, this is what we're getting ourselves into. This is the people who are mm-hmm. helping us along on this journey. So that was helpful to me.
Great. Thanks, Denise.
I would probably just say the same thing. It feels like it's a nice, you know, it's nice to get, like, questions answered personally, not just through email or something or an FAQ. So it's a very nice first impression to be able to have a live call. It's very nice.
Great. Okay. Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So for me, what was very helpful was the big picture of the ideal candidate and what Hand in Hand is looking in the application. So that's going to help me in presenting myself the right way.
Thanks for joining us. Hand in Hand is here to help you get the support you need for your work as a parent. To download podcasts on additional parenting topics, go to handinhandparenting.org/store. We look forward to connecting with you again soon.